Hi, everybody, and thank you for joining us for another value-packed Tenant Cloud podcast. If you want to be a more informed, better educated, and successful landlord, then stay tuned. With over a decade of property management experience, we bring you short and sweet, bite-sized pieces of incredibly valuable property management tidbits in 10 minutes or less. Today, we will be covering the three reasons why they toured your rental but never applied. It costs a whole lot of money to get someone to pick up the phone and call you or send you a request to tour. So if you are not capitalizing on every single point of contact, then you are losing a significant amount of money and time. You won't want to miss out on this foundational information on renting your units out quicker. Let's get started. Jumping right in, we're going to cover the three quick reasons why people tour your rental but never applied. Nothing can be more frustrating as a property manager or as a landlord than touring a rental and you think you did a great job, you think they love your rental property, but they never apply. It's a lot of wasted time and a lot of wasted money. So here's the three reasons why they walked away from your rental. Number one. You try to sell to them. You know the 1970s films with the cocky used car salesman with slick back jet black hair? Exactly. That's how they saw you. Mr. Suave out to sell them something. Nobody likes to be sold to. Let me rephrase that. Nobody wants to feel like they are being sold to. Everybody wants to win. Everybody wants a deal. Everybody wants to feel like they came out on top. If you find yourself focusing on things like the amenities of your rental property, there's a good chance that they don't care about most of them. Instead, you need to focus on what matters to them and why your rental property adds value to their lifestyle. What is it about your rental that can help them gain or avoid losing something of value? Here's an example of selling versus adding value. These are just very basic samples, very basic ideas, very basic concepts, but hopefully it gives you a little bit of an idea of what we're talking about. Number one, selling. When you're going through a tour and you show somebody and you say, yeah, we provide modern washers and dryers in every unit, and that is included in your total rental amount of $14.99 per month. That's selling. You're telling them you have an amenity that they're paying for that they get as a result of the amount of dollars that they pay you each month. Adding value, however, would be something like, yeah, you'll save a lot of time by doing laundry in the comfort of your own home while you live life on your own schedule and you don't have to worry about the timer on the machine. Also, you don't have to worry about having any of your laundry stolen like you would in a common laundry area or a public laundry room and having to sit there twiddling your thumbs while the laundry gets done. And in my book, stress-free laundry is the best kind of laundry. When you say it like that, you're not selling the idea of having a washer dryer in the unit. You are selling what it does for them. It gives them their time back. It gives them their life back. It gives them the privacy back of doing their own laundry, not in a public space, not in a common laundry area, but in the comfort of their own home. It's a very subtle but distinct difference. Second example and last example, selling. Yeah, at this property, you'll see that you have amenities like this beautiful resort-style pool, an outdoor kitchen where you can grill and barbecue, a state-of-the-art fitness center, walking trails, and a whole lot more. Okay, great. Lots of properties have that. How are you going to set yourself apart and paint a picture for them for how it's going to add to their lifestyle or how it's going to add value or help them avoid losing something? You might say something like this. It's nice to have friends and family over without having to be cooped up inside like I was at my last place. That's why our residents really enjoy these outdoor spaces where you can do many of the same things outside as you can do inside, even on a hot sunny day like we have in Texas. Whether you enjoy cooking, relaxing, or getting in some fitness time, all of those are options right here outside your front door. You essentially said the same thing, but one sounds more like a generic sales pitch, telling you that there's a kitchen, outdoor kitchen, and a resort-style pool like everybody else is telling them. And the other speaks to the person's lifestyle preferences by highlighting the benefits of those amenities. It's subtle, but it makes a difference. Moving on to item number two, the second reason why people don't rent your rental, even if they love the rental. This one is a harsh one, but number two is they don't like you. Any landlord that has toured with prospects a few times has had their rental property verbally trashed worse than Will Ferrell's practice trash talk scene with Kevin Hart in Get Hard. Arguing with them, disagreeing with them, those things are quick ways to get them to not connect with you on a level that allows you to build rapport during the tour. Your entire goal as a property manager, landlord, is to build rapport with the people you are touring with so that they like you. People don't just buy the product, they buy the person who is selling them the product. They buy into you as an individual. And if they feel like they can't get along with you and that you're somebody that they don't like, no matter how much they love the property, chances are they're gonna walk away. Could be something as simple as the person saying, "I hate that color, it's hideous." "Aw, that's the color you picked out, isn't it?" Right. Instead of arguing with them and saying, "Well, that's actually the color I picked out. I thought it was pretty nice." You might say something like, "Hey, you know what? You might be onto something. I think a different color could really work out a lot better. What's your favorite color anyway?" And then smile, move on to the next thing, highlight the next cool thing about the rental property and how it adds value or how it helps them avoid a loss or to gain something. By the time the tour is over, chances are you're going to be best friends. Number three, you didn't ask for the sale. This is a common mistake made by leasing agents, property managers, and landlords alike. It is one of the most scariest parts of trying to sell or lease something is you don't ask for the sale because you're afraid that they're going to say no. If you've done everything right, you weren't salesy in the beginning, you added value, and you established rapport, and they like you, now you need to ask for the sale. But you don't have to go in for the hard sale. Not at all. Instead, you can do something like going for a soft close. And you've probably heard this term before, hard close versus soft close. A soft close is just asking a non-invasive pre-close question like, "Is this pretty close to what you envisioned your new home to be?" This type of pre-close question can really be asked at any point after they've seen the rental. Can be asked as you're walking back to the leasing office or as you're standing outside the front door or as you're standing inside the rental, just saying, "Hey, you guys have seen the place, so what do you think about it? Is this what you envisioned your new home to be?" If the answer is no, then you are not close to a close and you need to ask more questions, do more fact-finding to find out why the answer was not yes. But it's a good thing. Even when you hear the word no, no just gets you closer to understanding why the rental property so far is not a good fit for them. And it may be something simple. It could be something as simple as they're not aware that you are located 10 minutes away from their favorite fitness center. It could be because they're not aware that your property has direct access to three of the major roadways in your region. It could be any number of things, but by the fact that they say no, that helps you by understand, "Oh, okay, cool. Well, why is it a no?" And by asking additional follow-up questions, it will help lead you to a yes, or it will simply help you identify that this property is not a good fit for them. And the sooner that you can get to know, the better. No hard feelings. You just want to get to either a yes or get to, "Okay, well, maybe this just isn't a good fit for them." So here's a quick recap. Do not sell amenities or features. Instead, focus on why they will benefit from them and they will sell themselves on the added value that they are getting out of this arrangement. Two, they may love the property, but if they don't like you, you risk losing the deal. Help them like you by being more like them. Why? Because people love themselves the most. Yes, that's true. And they find it difficult to tell themselves no. So if they can't tell themselves no and they like you, chances are they're not going to be able to tell you no, especially if they really love the property. Ask a non-invasive pre-close question prior to going for the hard close. This is number three. If their answer is positive to your pre-close question, then you can move forward with confidence into the hard close. Something like, great, I have an application right here, or you can do it right on your phones. We have a mobile-friendly website, and we can start getting this rental secured for you right now. If the answer is negative and the answer is more like a no, or I don't know, I need to talk to so-and-so, or we need to think about it, you need to do more fact-finding and make sure that you have covered all of the bases before going for the hard close again. And that wraps up our podcast on the top three reasons why they toured your rental but never applied. I guarantee that if you focus on implementing these three things, not to sell to them, but to add value, two, to help people like you by being more like them and agreeing with them, and three, making sure that you go for a soft close prior to going for a hard close. It will help you build the confidence if they give you a positive answer to your soft close to go with confidence into the hard close. Do these three things, and we will see you on the other side with higher occupancy rates and lower vacancy rates. We look forward to talking to you next time. Thank you for spending time with us today. We hope it's brought you some value, and we look forward to seeing you in our next podcast.